This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. There you go. You're welcome. Recently, I was lumped into a category of being deplorable. Some of you may be deplorable, too. Irredeemable. Hey, you know what? For me, I'm getting it from both sides, because on the one side, Clinton thinks that I should be taken out and shot. On the other side, the so-called conservative neocons, they think I should be taken out and shot. Some of you, same boat. I'm not alone. I'm not, you know. Because they're elite, and they think they know better, and they think they're rulers. They think that they have been given this divine something to where they get to determine what does persevere, what does not, and what dies. Now, for Hillary Clinton, this is straight out of Margaret Sanger's diary. Margaret Sanger was the eugenicist who's considered to be the mother of modern-day abortion. And she's Hillary Clinton's idol. Margaret Sanger believed that she had the right to determine if people are irredeemably deplorable and undesirable or socially and intellectually superior. That was the dominant mindset of the power elites in the 1920s who befriended Sanger and bankrolled her racist goals. And Clinton has made no secret of her admiration for the radical socialist at all. In 2009, she received Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award, saying she admired Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision, taking on archetypes, taking on attitudes and accusations. I'm really in awe of her. When confronted about the facts about Sanger from media sources, facts that included Sanger's advocacy of forced sterilization of the 1920s, appointing rabid Hitler-loving eugenicists to her American Birth Control League board, and authorship of books pushing for the elimination of undesirables and the socially unfit, Clinton responded by comparing Sanger to Thomas Jefferson. Unbelievable. In front of the House one time, she told Representative Jeff Fortenberry she deplores certain statements that Sanger made, but like slave owner Thomas Jefferson, Sanger was a flawed human being with things that we admire and things that we deplore. She went on to dismiss Sanger's race-cleansing ideology because of the latter's contributions to women's reproductive health. Any ladies out there listening think that Margaret Sanger contributed to your health, the legacy of such? Yet Sanger herself wrote that birth control is practically identical in ideal with the final aim of eugenics. In 1933, writing for her birth control review, Sanger called Slavs and Hebrews dead weight of human waste. Blacks, soldiers, and Jews are a menace to the race. Eugenic sterilization is in urgent need. We must prevent multiplication of this bad stock. And thus we're all deplorable. Clinton carries on Sanger's mission today by divvying up the Trump supporters into two baskets, one filled with low-info, frustrated lemmings, and the other with hateful, deplorable racists, not even human enough for redemption. Hillary's calculated hate speech echoes of her hero, Margaret Sanger. As with Sanger, Clinton's anti-working class sentiment and overt snobbery stems from the left's early racist and ethnocentric bias. In 1925, Sanger, at the suggestion of her eugenics funders, used her clinics in the poor and low-income neighborhoods to collect data and conduct eugenics inquiries into the backgrounds of the women seeking help. Her clinical record showed the nationality, heredity, race, religion, occupation, and trade affiliation of patients going back three generations. The information was then used to demonstrate that her clinics reached a large number of poor women in order to shore up support for the eugenicist aim of killing all future generations of the unfit. So it's not really much of a stretch to look at Clinton in the 21st century and her neo-eugenic war against the Trump supporters and Sanger's 20th century KKK speeches, where she advocated for the improvement of the white race through eliminating the black race. And the Asian race, and the Jew race, and the Catholics, and the poor. Similarly, with the use of the word deplorables, she has targeted Main Street Americans from all religious, economic sectors, and race groups. So essentially, she's suggesting they are unfit to cast a vote because of their alleged prejudices. Didn't we just hear this from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? If you're not smart enough to vote for Hillary Clinton, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. She and Sanger sort of share a similar agenda when it comes to politics. In a 1926 publicized speech, The Function of Sterilization, Sanger wrote, "When we view the political situation and realize what a moron's vote, or that a moron's vote is as good as an intelligent, educated, thinking citizen, we may well pause and ask ourselves, is America really safe for democracy?" Now, Clinton has certainly internalized Sanger's legacy of racism and elitism and kowtowing to her wealthy eugenicist backers. The candidate's anti-Main Street and elitist attack in front of the 1% of the other day is evidence of their shared approach of stemming the tide of undesirables heading to the polls. If millions and millions of Trump's deplorables and Sanger's morons turn out on November 8, 2016... Clinton, along with her century-old agenda, might be done. Margaret Sanger's philosophical outlook was copied by one Adolf Hitler. Now, besides the Jews, prior to him going after the Jews, he would go into homes for the infirm and eliminate them. You know, today we would call them special needs citizens. Sanger was a progenitor for the Hitler mindset. Anybody that was undesirable in Germany was done away with. For whatever reason, they were deemed to be undesirable. If you want to see the zenith of a progressive agenda, look at eugenics as it was played out by the Nazis, because that's all it was, eugenics. They, you know, along the way, especially with the Nazis, it became like recreation. When Joseph Mengele got there, you know, there was actually people that he experimented on that survived. And they talk about what he did to them. And, you know, I know there's a special place in hell for him. Sanger wasn't flawed. Clinton and Sanger, they're two peas in the same pod, just in different timelines. And black America is voting Democrat in big numbers. I scratch my head. We'll be right back.
would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Mine works all the time. That's why I keep it slathered on. Check them out at froglube.com. And once again, welcoming Primary Weapons Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Because it's time, dude. I sound just like that guy. Just like him. Hey, listen. If I saw something like this on YouTube one time. Dude gets up there and says, hey. And he was in the police academy, too. They had given him his soft body armor. And he gets up there, and they want to see if it works. So he puts it on, and somebody shoots and misses the body armor, of course, and hits him in the sternum. Okay. You would think, after that's done the first time, that you would say, I don't think I'll ever see that again, because that was pretty stupid the first time around, and I just can't imagine two people being stupid enough to do that again. Au contraire. Coming out of Florida, Tampa, Florida. People say a Florida man was asking if a bulletproof vest still worked. He ended up fatally shot by his cousin. Tampa police report says Joaquin Mendez, 23, put on a vest late Saturday and wondered out loud whether it still worked. At that point, police say his cousin, Alexandro Garibaldi, 24, pulled out a gun and responded, let's see. That's not funny, is it? Yes, it is. Listen, this is Darwinism. It's not that we're deployable. They're just Darwins out there. Officers found Mendez outside the house with a gunshot wound in his chest, and he died at a hospital. According to the Port Garibaldi, initially told officers found his wounded cousin after hearing a gunshot. However, police say a witness described Garibaldi shooting Mendez. Police say the vest was found inside the house with a gunshot. Garibaldi was held Sunday without bond on a manslaughter charge. Hillsborough County jail records didn't show whether he had an attorney. So we don't know yet whether Garibaldi fired at his cousin and missed the vest, whether Garibaldi fired a higher caliber firearm than the vest was designed to contain, whether the vest was actually body armor or was it just a load-bearing vest, was the vest an armor carrier if it actually had an armor panel inside of it? You know, you take those out so you can wash these things. Whether there was armor in the vest, and if so, was it ever rated for bullets, or if it was an obsolete flak jacket designed for shrapnel, or had the vest expired? Soft armor it has a service life, it has a shelf life. And perhaps most tellingly, we don't know if Mendez was dumb enough to go along with this idea, for Garibaldi fired without warning. No matter how you slice this, though, this stupidity is as thick as South Florida air is humid over the Everglades. If you want to test armor, get a mannequin, put it on the mannequin, take the mannequin downrange without a person wearing that armor, a mannequin wearing the armor, and then open up on it and hit the armor. Guys, that's just so dumb. Just so dumb. In other news, this came out. We've got Valerie Plame. Do you remember her? She was the one that was outed as a CIA, whatever it was she was. She and Santa Fe United Way chair-elect Miranda Viscali sat down on the Josh Scheer show, whatever that is, to continue their attack against United Way Worldwide and Otero County United Way because, well, there was a gun involved. You see, the gun control goons, incensed after the United Way acknowledged Otero County United Way's gun raffle was operating within the organization's bylaws, and that their licensing agreement as well as New Mexico state laws are continuing to lash out like toddlers who don't get their way. in the interview, Miranda, who is a representative of the United Way in Santa Fe, made some pretty inflammatory investigations. These weapons, including assault rifles and sniper rifles, have no business being on our streets. They're war tools designed to kill as many people as possible. Unfortunately, the raffle was reversed, so United Way is now sanctioning the raffle. And in addition to this, we found out yesterday that United Way actually okayed 10 other firearms raffles throughout the country. And we feel this goes directly against their licensing agreement, bylaws, and their mission statements. Here, you know, insert the gun show loophole lie from Josh Shear. Plain giggles a little bit about it. She had to move to New York due to her political scandal, you see, New Mexico. And, this changes nothing. Them being on a show changes nothing. So they're being reported by the, you know, they're making the rounds. They're getting on Josh Shear's show. Look, I know I'm not world famous, but I've never heard of that cat at all. And I mean, most of the time, I've heard of some people. I mean, so they're attacking the United Way because they're doing a gun raffle. Okay, whatever helps them sleep. Whatever helps them sleep. It never, you know, when some of the stupid things that some people do never fails to make me just look and go, really? Because I, you know, I've had level 4 vests on, and believe me, they're heavy enough to where you believe that they'll stop anything that hits it. There is no way I put on a level 4 vest, knowing it's a level 4 vest, and stand in front of some guy with a gun and go, okay, shoot me right here, Smitty, and let me see if it works. I don't know if it still works or not. I want to see if it works. Isn't there a chance that if it doesn't work and Smitty hits you right there in the vital area that you're, you know, protecting with that plate and it goes right through that plate, that you're in a world of hurt? Does your thinking go beyond that 5 seconds from now when you're thinking this is a cool idea? We'll be right back.
First Century Company, founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Soundgarden. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Slather it all over everything, all over the primary weapon system, all over the bootleg, all over both the Glocks, all over the classified. Yeah. It will always be that way. And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapon System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. If I had to say what the difference is between the primary weapon system rifle and the classified from Agency Arms, which has so many primary weapon systems attributes about it, I would say maybe less than half a pound of weight. But they're different operating systems. So, in a pinch, in a really harsh environment, the primary weapon system rifle is going to be more dependable. PrimaryWeapons.com. Now then, We keep being told by the media this one thing over and over again, like it's they're hypnotizing us into sleep. America's immigration system is broken. America's immigration system is broken. America's immigration system is broken. Over and over and over again. Broken is a code word used by agenda-driven interest groups when something is not working the way they want it to work. Nothing is broken. Nothing needs fixing. They just want to put in a fix. A corrupt fix. They want to fix what ain't broke. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? It is a common trick. A subtle but seductive error of logic. If you want to get out there and start looking at it in the logic arenas, I try to put everything. It's being used about our fine, well-oiled, well-planned, excellent immigration system. It could use a little bit of adjustment. What government-run system can't. But for all of its intents and purposes, it's fine. What isn't fine for the broken advocates is their inability to flood this nation with teeming humanity without rational controls. So the left and the useful idiots would have you believe that controlling the border is a bad thing. Keeping people out by force, which we can't do at the moment anyway, and enforcing that, well, that part is broken. We're basically a laughingstock. Other nations consider their borders sacrosanct, including Mexico's. That's what sovereignty is all about. You protect what's within your borders for safety and security, one of the prime purposes of government in the first place. Some nations barely accept immigrants. We take them by the millions. And millions want to get here. It's not broken to reject illegal immigrants. That's got a name. That's called normal. That's why those immigrants who sneak in are called illegal. Obeying the rules and immigrating the right way is good, encouraged, welcomed with open arms. I mean, it's one of those things. It's one of those things that everybody talks about all the time. It's a rule of law celebrated on the front page, especially on holidays. Look at the new citizens. Immigration C. Illegal immigration, no. It's not broken to have a system protecting newcomers under your wing, teaching them your ways, bringing them into your economics, into your tax base, social system, schooling in an orderly, measured fashion. We have this. It's sitting right there. We have all of the things there to make all of that a reality. But we decided how in a representative Congress, as best we could, with some warts and scars we constantly repair. We decided that there. It is, however, defiled, abused, and cheated on, defrauded constantly by some people arriving. Yeah, that's broken. And it must be fixed. But having it, that's normal, desirable, and perfectly fine. What's really broken is the news media that generally supports illegal immigration. They champion it. They root for it. Cry when illegal immigrants have a tough time. They support every illegal immigration rule bending, policy shift, unwarranted benefit, public cost, every feeding frenzy at the public feed trough. That's what's broken. It's the liberal, progressive, left-wing, socialist Marxist takeover that's insisting the hardworking, tax-producing American stalwart be responsible for every illegal leech that can make it across the desert as if we owe them something. That's what's broken. What's broken is this idea that we the people have to suffer for something the Democrats alone believe in. The country is indeed divided. It is divided between the haves and the they want yours. And the way to fix it is to recognize what it is to begin with. Now, right now, the immigration departments are being told to look the other way to allow Sharia-devoted Muslims in without concern. Religious groups are complicit in accepting refugees for money per head under the radar, And you would be alarmed about it if you knew the numbers of people accepted in various categories is hopelessly askew, with some laborers locked out and other groups way large for political reasons. The system needs adjustment. The people running it need to, be incarcerated, perhaps? But it isn't broken. Immigration has never been broken. So, immigration, good legal immigration is what the world... And you know what? If you talk to somebody that came here from a foreign country, they know everything about this country. They know the history. And when they finally get to throw their hand up and take the Pledge of Allegiance, dear God, they're so proud. And they're so... And if they were Armenian or if they were Italian or whatever it is, when it's all said and done, when they get to take the oath and become a citizen and they have the citizenship, they go, I'm not any of that. I'm an American. And they're the ones that don't want to live with hyphens. Don't call me Cuban American. Don't call me Asian American. Don't call me Hispanic American. I am an American. Oh, okay. That's what we need more of. This wanting to let everybody in to destroy the country, to decimate the country. Why is that a good idea? Who thought that's smoking hot? I don't get it at all. Coming up on the last break of the hour, we're going to look at Black Lives Matter because they're becoming they're an unwitting victim here of the Sangerized Democratic progressives out there. They're out there running around doing their bidding. For what? What are you getting out of that? We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For P-150, P-150 GA, P-150 NY, P-150 OK, P-150 TN, C-250 A, C-250 E, C-250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out. This kind of this setup of lubricant and everything, this is truly different and in a lot of cases better. Check them out. Black Lives Matter. They have a huge presence in the news and social media. Whether you are for or against it, references show up on feeds with great regularity to Black Lives Matter. An examination of their public statements reveals a set of noble-sounding tenets based on a mixture of historical facts, i.e. racism, has been present in our society, as well as ones that are more viewpoint-based, like rates of black crime and incarceration being manifestations of state violence. Like anything, though, they're suffering an identity crisis. They are, at best, a movement attached to victimhood, and they seek to attach themselves to the most pitiable segments of black society, but never rule out any group in case pity can be spread in that direction as well. Even the introduction on the organization's About Us page takes a whiny turn. BLM goes beyond the narrow nationalism that can be prevalent within black communities, which merely call on black people to love black, live black and buy black, keeping straight black men in the front of the movement, while our sisters, queer and trans, and disabled folk take up roles in the background or not at all. The organization seems to forget to focus on these subgroups when there is an opportunity to protest the death of a straight black male. The organization claims empathy is a priority, but advocates shunning efforts by police to engage with neighborhoods on a friendly basis. There was an essay they wrote that was titled, "We Don't Want Ice Cream, Barbecue, or Hugs. We Want to Live," accompanied by the word hugs, under the universal no sign. The organization, they give lip service to nonviolence against law enforcement, saying police are human, but serve agencies that are inherently racist. They fail to decry the presence of signs and chants calling for the murder of police at protests they organize. BLM empathy is only for non-police, unless a constable is running on a platform that he'll serve unarmed. BLM is for disarming police, but doesn't mention disarming criminals. BLM supports feminism, but only for black people, and preferably those identifying with something other than their birth-assigned gender. BLM is for black people, unless Native Americans are protesting something, in which case they're named honorary blacks and joined ready or not. BLM is currently in North Dakota, having joined the tribal efforts there to prevent the installation of an oil pipeline. But then there's Tommy Sotomayor. Now, I've actually had correspondence with him in the past. He is he's a broadcaster. He's a black American. He is anti-BLM. And he has ventured to say BLM proper is made of educated, peaceful types who fear retaliation by the element of black society that I can't say what he calls them. That's one form of victimization the organization doesn't claim. A 2014 editorial by Wendy McElroy, Beware of Kafka Trapping, offers a brilliant explanation of the BLM mindset. This set of tactics takes its name from a novel in which the character is accused of the very things he attempts to say and demonstrate that he's against. The fact that a person can give personal examples of empathy when a victim-oriented cause is taken not as intended, but as evidence to the contrary. Their own writings offer a plethora of examples of conflicting alliances and ideologies. If a person or event fits the organization's attempts to win the game of appearing the victim, it's used to those ends. Professional victimhood knows no genuine friendship and leaves no room for gratitude or happiness. It is a natural and mostly healthy trait of the human condition to be drawn to our own. Gender, age, peers, race, name the group. Solutions to difficult societal problems lie in knowing when to take care of business at home and when to join forces on shared turf. And this is something healthy humans know innately. It's something mature adults accept as a difficult responsibility. There is no cause that's entirely free of bits of hypocrisy if one looks for them. The world is too complicated a place. Hypocrisy is only a way station on the way to seeing that BLM's shunning of anything good in our society is proof that chaos is their goal. As McElroy explains, clinging to victimhood is a winning strategy in the short term, but it's one that ultimately fails its proponents. It can only go so far. It can only take you so far. It's not one of these things that sustains itself, because sooner or later, you're no longer a victim. Sooner or later, you're no longer a victim. Now, knowing what I know about the Democrats, and I know that BLM is saying they're sick of the Democrats too, which is good. It's finally somebody in black America understands one thing anyway. Realizing what I know, I mean, yes, they have been victims. They've been victims of socialism. But for some reason, they're striking out at the police. And I suppose the police, what the police are supposed to do is, I guess, die in the face of defending themselves in the event that something happens to where they're facing a black opponent who's trying to kill them. I guess they're supposed to die or run or something. You know, I've heard it said that, you know, that cop didn't have to get out of his car. Well, yes, he does. That's his job. I'm sorry to tell you. That's his job. I myself, I'm ready for them to go away simply because it serves no end for them to be operating. They're not getting anywhere. They're not doing anything. They got that. What was that? What was that professor's name? Blick. It was something Blick. You know, she's out there screaming and getting arrested and getting fired, and now she's at Gonzaga, where she's going to mess up some more young minds full of mush. She should be in a drive-through window somewhere, you know, making sure that I got both of my Splendas in my latte. She should not be teaching young people. That kind of poison is big enough and bad enough as it is. And when they fire one and then they go and rehire them, that, you know. There for a moment I had hope, but, you know, this is America after all. But in the meantime, to Black America, to Black Lives Matter, I look at you and I say, you guys are free people. You are out there capable of shaping your own destiny, of making your own decisions. And I understand why some of you turn to crime, because you don't have any parents living at your house. And that's because of socialism. That's because of progressivism. So while you're out there protesting, maybe you should understand more about what you're protesting and then figure out why you're protesting it and how to protest. That would be my goal. Getting out there and shouting at me that Black Lives Matter. For me, everybody's life matters. And I know that that would be something where, oh my gosh, would you guys would be standing all up in front of me shouting at me. And just remember one thing, an armed society is a polite society. From something like that, I would try to walk away. And if you won't let me, well, then I will manage to get away anyway. That's the problem with all of these mobs. They seem to forget that at some point they're eventually going to come up on somebody who's going to take them for their word. I'm not going to let you get that close to me. I'm not going to let you yell at me. I'm not going to let you get anywhere in that vicinity to where things get dangerous. So, you know, just remember that. Go for the right people if you're going to. Let's roll into hour number three. That one went by really quick. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.